Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
And you can join the partnership that makes agricultural programs possible here on WILL by calling 217-244-9455 right now. It's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its October crop production and ending stocks reports. The numbers look like this in billions of bushels. Corn, 13.318 on a yield of 154.7. Soybeans, 2.598 on a yield of 41.4. All wheat at 2.067. Ending stocks for 2007-2008. Corn, 1.997. Soybeans, 215 million. And wheat, 307 million bushels. Also this morning, export sales data for the week ending October 4th. And the numbers look like this for wheat. 34.3 million bushels this year, 15 next. Corn, an eye-opening whopping 91.3 million bushels for this year. And soybeans, 20.2 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. This is the WILL Fall Membership Campaign, and by giving a gift of $100 right now in support of AM580 Agriculture, you will keep programs like the pre-opening commodity market report serving your needs. Call with your gift now at 217-244-9455 or toll free at 866-779-9455 or pledge online at WILLpledge.org. Jay Pierce is in the studio.
Yeah, and if you, that toll-free number, an easy way to remember it, Dave, I figured out, is Uno Spy Will. Uno Spy Will. Call us and make that contribution if you believe that WILL Agriculture lives up to its core mission statement every day. And our core mission is to distribute regionally, nationally, and internationally information and analysis of commodity markets and agricultural weather. Short, sweet, that's what we do. It's all about you and meeting your needs at 244-9455 or 866-779-9455. You can help meet the needs that we have to continue to meet your needs. It's that simple.
And in Pledge Central is Les Schulte.
Yes, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. And we're busy out here. We have 39 calls in right now towards that 75 challenge, and Jupiter's will add $1,000 to our pledge total for our ag folks. If you call in right now, and we have a special thank you gift at the $150 level. It's the Hightower Report Commodity Trading Guide for 2008. And it's chock full of information. We only have 25 of these. So that's with a contribution of $150 or more. You'll help us meet this challenge, and you will help help us meet that Jupiter's challenge. 244-9455. Call right now. Are you going to do the other challenges? You want me to do those, Dave?
Go ahead and do one,
okay.
Please.
Sure, will do. And on top of that, for our ag folks, during this drive, our friends at First National Bank in Clinton, John Killian, the First National Bank and Trust Company in Clinton, they will add $1,000 to our pledge total when we hear from 75 others who call in and show their appreciation for AM580's ag reports. So call now. Your pledge will do a lot of things right now. That $1,000 challenge from Jupiter's, we need a few calls to meet that one. Then we'll add you to the $1,000 First National Bank and Trust Company challenge in Clinton for another $1,000 from our ag folks. And AgriGold, a longtime supporter of WILL's ag programming, they will add $10 to the next 25 new friends of WILL who pledge $40 or more and say, sign me up for that AgriGold challenge. They'll add $10 to your contribution. But it all starts with your call right now at 244-9455. You can pay by Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
So $2,250 right now on the line with your phone call at 217-244-9455. Please call. And in the studio with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look first at the Midwest Corn Belt, we still have cool weather in place, but a lot of cloud cover, so we're not dealing with problems with frost or freeze, and generally dry weather has been occurring here, so more field work is able to take place. That's going to change in the western belt, though. It does appear that rain will be moving into western portions of the corn belt during the course of the weekend, and some of the rainfall could be locally heavy. We're primarily looking at parts of Nebraska, northern Kansas, northern Missouri, and Iowa. Those are areas that we're expecting a little bit of trouble here as we go through the weekend. So, and early next week, there will be actually the strongest low pressure system to affect that area. We'll get in on about Monday. So, a little bit of rain initially out that way, and then on Monday, a little bit heavier rain. So, Nebraska, which is also the state that is on the northern part of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, will turn wet. There will be a stoppage of field work there. Southern South Dakota, north central into eastern Nebraska, much of Iowa, southern Minnesota, and Wisconsin, at least the southern half of Wisconsin, will share in some of this rain early next week. Now, as far as Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky are concerned, dry weather will generally be the rule this weekend. There will be a few showers that will develop in Missouri and west central and southern Illinois tomorrow, and they'll spread northeastward across central Illinois and west central Indiana tomorrow night and into northern parts of our two-state area on Sunday. Those showers are expected to be spotty and light. They're just ahead of warmer air coming in. We don't anticipate any major problems with that. We do see a change in the weather pattern, though, to more frequent wet weather systems coming through starting next week. So it's going to become more iffy with time for finding prolonged periods of dry weather for field work. So field work conditions are probably going to start to decline in general across the Midwest Corn Belt next week after what has been just really a pretty open season thus far. So with the rain initially coming this weekend into Monday in the Western Corn Belt, that's the area that's going to have the biggest slowdown. Now, in the Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, we're looking at, as I mentioned, the rain for Nebraska. It also cover parts of northeastern Colorado. Much of Kansas will get rain, although the heaviest rain should be in north central into northeastern Kansas. But some showers could extend into central and southeastern Kansas and even into the eastern half of Oklahoma. But areas to the southwest of there are very dry. So for, say, southeastern Colorado, western Oklahoma, the Texas Panhandle, and southwestern Kansas, there might be some concerns there about the topsoil being too dry for wheat planting. So it does look like that's an issue, although some rain is probably going to go across that area later next week as the weather pattern changes. And as far as Brazil and Argentina, not much change. Conditions are decent for planting with enough moisture in the ground in Argentina and southern Brazil. Showers and thunderstorms will start to develop in northwestern Brazil, Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, Minas Gerais, and neighboring areas are the really dry places, and no change on the way yet. That's the growing areas. I'm Ed Kieser.
Jay Pierce, no one probably does weather quite like AM 580 when it comes to agriculture.
Nobody. We look at the implications of world ag weather to market price on a daily basis with a team of seven of the nation's best agricultural meteorologists, including our own Ed Kieser. And no broadcast outlet. I challenge you to find another in the nation, radio or television, that offers a similar service. Call 244-9455. This is how this service is built and supported. With your pledges, make a $100 contribution at 244-9455. That's an area code 217. Right now, to keep this service strong, seven of the nation's best ag meteorologists coming to you every week for you. Our service is built to serve you and supported by you.
And, Jay, We also we need to talk to Les a little bit because we have some terrific gifts when people do pledge.
Gift challenges going on. It's crazy.
It's crazy out here in Pledge Central, which is good. That's a good thing. One of the things I want to really reemphasize right now is that we have this Hightower Commodity Report Trading Guide at the $150 level or above. You make a contribution at the $150 level or above. You can choose as your special gift the Hightower Report Commodity Trading Guide, the Ultimate 2008 Futures Trading Guide that includes essential charts, seasonal trend dates, tables on supplies, demand and production histories, a lot of stuff. We only have 25 of those, so when you make that call right now at 244-9455, or you can call toll-free 866-779-9455. Tell the phone volunteer that's the thank you gift you want, the Hightower Trading Guide. They're going fast, so call 217-244-9455 right now.
In the overnight trade, December wheat in Kansas City opened at 884.5, down 1.5 last trade, down 8 at the Board of Trade. December wheat opened at 886, up 3 last trade, down 6.5. July, 683, down 3 last trade, down 5.25. December corn, 343, down 3 quarters, last trade, down 2.5. The July at 380 unchanged, last trade down 2. November beans, 979, down 2.5, last trade down 6.5. Take it out to July, 1014, down 3.25, last trade down 6. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. Good morning, Jackie. Well. Good morning, Jackie. Well, we've seemed to lost Jackie. I'm not quite sure where she is, Jay Pierce.
Well, you hunt for Jackie, and I'll tell everybody what else is online here. We have about $2,500 in challenge. Well, $2,250 in challenges going. Jupiter's Pizza and Billiards in downtown Champaign. 75 calls by 10 o'clock, and they'll add $1,000 into our pledge total. And we just started this during this pre-opening commodity market report. First National Bank in Clinton would like to support the Ag Service, and as soon as we hear from 75 of you in support of agriculture programs, they will add $1,000. John Killian, thank you very much over at First National Bank in Clinton. And AgriGulp will add another $250 to that as soon as we hear from 75 Ag supporters. Bottom line, 217-244-9455. Never been a better time to make your commitment of support. And I understand we have Jackie Vakes on the line now.
I believe we do. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Let's go right to these reports because there are some very interesting numbers, both implications for today and beyond. What caught your eye?
Well, of course, you couldn't ignore the fact that they did drop the yield for this corn crop, but I think the biggest number is the ending stocks number coming in at 1.997.
And how did they get to that number, please?
Well, a combination of a number of things. They basically raised the crop number by 10 million. They cut ethanol by 100 million. They cut feed usage by 150 million. And they also adjusted some of the carry-in numbers.
And I think they also dropped exports by 150 million bushels as well.
No, they raised, on corn they actually raised exports.
On corn they actually raised the exports.
Yep.
So what are we left thinking about then when we see a reduction in the yield but ending stocks approaching 2 million bushels?
Well, my personal opinion is this is probably the highest ending stocks number that we're going to see. I think that there's maybe a little bit of deviation here because the grain stocks number is a part of the equation. And our grain stocks on September 1st, we already know, carry some of the new crop coming out of the south. But I think the implication is that we're probably range-bound, 335 to 370 on the old crop. And I think the bigger implication comes in for right now on 08 corn. I think that the impression is going to be, of course, that we can get by with less acres because we have a higher carryout number. So it may limit the fight, but I still think that we're probably looking at a 385 to a 420 range on D08.
Get away with what, 85 to 86 million acres?
No. My opinion is we still need the 93.5 million that we had this year. When you looked at the overall, we can get away with a little less. When we were at 3.4 on ethanol, we needed to add about another 5 million acres. So we're not going to get away with the 86 million.
turn your attention to soybeans, where it looks like USDA did indeed lower harvested acres.
They did. They lowered the harvested acres, and that's why we saw the carryout number come in lower than the lowest guess. They upped the biodiesel usage, for this next year. And so I think that when you look at the big picture, the world numbers on beans went up slightly, and most of that came out of an increase in Brazil. They also showed a little bit of a little less crush for the entire world. But I think you're going to see, the near-term beans probably back in that range of that 925 to 1025, and 08 beans somewhere between the 920 and 10. And, I mean, they could get higher than that. But I thought one of the things that was interesting in addition to the report was that they actually found rust in Hancock County, Iowa, which is just south of the Minnesota border. So I think traders will be a little hesitant, too. We've never seen anything like that far up into the Midwest.
Thank you much, Jackie.
You're welcome.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. Let's go out to Les Schulte and Pledge Central and see how we're doing on these challenges.
We're doing good. It's been sort of insanity out here for a second. We are at 49 calls in right now towards the big challenge of 75 for the $1,000 from Jupiter's. We have the Hightower thank you gift going on at the $150 level. Make sure you let the phone volunteer know that's what you're interested in. We only have 25 of those. And if you want to be a new friend of WILL, to encourage you to become a new friend and support Ag, Agrigold will add $10 to your basic membership pledge or above for the first 25 new Ag supporters who call in at 244-9455 or toll-free 866-779-9455.
You're listening to WILL Urbana.